Hi, so I can't sleep, and in hopes of sleeping, I thought I'd make a video about something that I remembered. So I had some deep buried memories of, this is about Bohemian Grove, going there when I was approximately 4 years old. Now, I had some repressed memories about it for my whole life, and I had an affinity. I loved redwood trees. I guess that was the only thing I felt that was really good about the place. But I had also this horrific memory of being raped or something horrible like this happened to me by President Nixon, which I didn't know if that could possibly be possible. And I thought he had maybe died before I was born, but when the memory of Bohemian Grove came back to me about a year ago, I got like a very clear memory of it, and me being around 4 years old, and my family, my mother, father, and I getting out of the car and walking down the path to Bohemian Grove. So my father was high up in the government. I can't really say on here what he did for the government, but it was the type of thing that he would get invited to Bohemian Grove and was expected to go if invited, kind of thing. I apologize again for the mask. It is just a cat. See, it's a harmless cat. But I could cut the ears off. But either way, I don't like masks. But again, I don't want my identity known. So, anyway, I had this really horrible hate for him, for President Nixon, my entire life. I thought he was the most disgusting pedophile on the planet. Like, the most disgusting pedophile, and I felt like I had been raped by him, but I couldn't figure out why. So, a year ago, the memory of me walking out of my family's vehicle down the path clearly to Bohemian Grove and seeing redwood trees, and my parents would talk to people, and one of the persons stopped to talk to me, and it was very obvious who it was. I looked at him, and he was tall. He was younger, but he definitely was George Herbert Walker Bush Sr. And he bent over and said, pat me on my head and said, oh, what a pretty nice young lady you have here, or nice young girl. And I remember that specifically. he might come up in later videos, but I don't know if he will or not. But anyway, so during the day, families can bring their children to this place. It's quote-unquote like a campground thing for these people to go to, but really it is like a pedophile sex ring that goes on. A lot of gay men and a lot of bisexual men, a lot of pedophiles, all three. So they hire these people to work for them and serve them food, but also have sex with them. And they bring in young actors or Playboy types, or especially men. They seem to prefer adult men to bring in, and then they bring in children to have sex with as well. So during the daytime, I don't remember anything tragic happening to me at all, but I feel like, since I don't have any memories at all of the nighttime, like nothing, absolutely nothing in specific, except that I'm really, ever since the memory came back to me, I had a couple owl things in my house that, I really like snowy owls, and I do like them still, even though the other owls that I had in my house, I had one other owl in my house, and it started to terrify me. I couldn't stand looking at it anymore. I got rid of it recently. Owls really freak me out. I can't stand looking at them. They have, I think something must have happened where I saw something that horrific happen. They have an owl. I wish I could tell you more, but I was 4 at most, and I really repressed the memories because it really frightened me. Something about what they did with the owl statue and whatever happened to me that night. And I believe what happened to me that night is that I was separated from my parents and then taken somewhere. And I truly believe I was raped by ex-president Richard Nixon, because I looked it up online. And at age 4 or even age 5, he still would have been alive. And he would have still been going to Bohemian Grove. So I'm like 99.9% sure I was raped by Richard Nixon, which really traumatized me. He was really disgusting pedophile and just vile in every way, shape and form. And I've also watched some other videos, especially about a woman from Australia who had been severely abused by the Illuminati. They have Illuminati in Australia, and other issues that she went through. I think some MK Ultra programming and some other monarch programming, and they brought her to America. And she said, she's around my age, and she also said she was raped horribly by President Nixon, ex-President Nixon, and that it left her severely traumatized. And when I heard it, I just felt like, I know exactly what you're saying. So I can't say I actually remember, because I think it was so horrific I actually blocked that one out, and really I don't want to try to call up that memory. So I'm only doing videos on what I can remember, because some of the memories are just so traumatic for me that I can't process them. When they first started, I actually had to go to a hospital briefly to deal with them. And then, voluntarily. And then, it's been about a year to get over a lot of what I, went through. So this video is just a short video on Bohemian Grove, and that I know some other people that were brought there. I don't mean to embarrass anyone, but it's not an embarrassment, because someone I know and care about, Leo DiCaprio, was only a kid, like a 12-year-old, 13-year-old at most, and he was brought there and raped at Bohemian Grove. Now, I don't know how I know this for sure. I think I saw him there when I was his age, because it's very possible I was still going to Bohemian Grove when I was older as well, because my father stayed in the government until the day he died, which was just very recently. So it's very possible I saw Leo there being abused. And to go back to when I was abused in Hollywood too, the 3-year-old video that I did about the sexual abuse in Hollywood, there were so many people that had raped and tortured me. I couldn't even name them all, because I didn't recognize them, and I actually went unconscious during some of the rituals and some of the rape. It went on for so long. But I did see somebody, like when I first got there, I saw Shannon Doherty there, and she was about 10 years old at most, maybe 12 at most, being escorted around by adults. So I know that she had probably been, well, I'm sure she'd been raped by them and abused by them, because when I did research on Shannon Doherty, her acting career started at age 2.5 on Little House on the Prairie, and everybody on Little House on the Prairie was used sexually and abused sexually on the set and off the set at these Hollywood rituals. So I'm bringing up Little House on the Scary because it's just something I personally experienced and witnessed. And I also know that there are other, that means that like all the syndicated shows on the major channels, all the regular syndicated shows on major channels, those children and adults are those children are being abused sexually or tortured at these Illuminati rituals, Hollywood quote unquote parties. Because, oh, at one point one of the actors was like, does anyone have any lubrication here? Is this a party or what? When he was raping me, a 3-year-old. So anyway, if that's what they consider a party, they're pretty disgusting sickos. Well, they're satanic. They're Satanists, so, I mean, what else can we say? And I've heard worse things go on recently with, actual... Luckily, I wasn't chosen to be one to be murdered, although there were at some points... There's more videos that will go into more graphic content, and at some of those graphic videos that I might do, I really did wish that I was not alive anymore when I was young. But anyway, so I'm bringing up the Little House on the Prairie because all the syndicated shows you see are all these people are involved in the Illuminati, every last one of them, the TV shows, the movie stars, all of them are involved, all of them know about it, all of them flash the Illuminati signs, all of them are participating to get paid, and who do they go through? That SAG president, Screen Actor Guild, has to approve them to get paid to act. And that's Melissa Gilbert, one of the people that was raping me and drowning me in that tub when I was 3. So she also was abused as a child and went on to abuse children. And then now is like head witch of the entire Illuminati in Hollywood, at least woman witch. And every actor has to go through her to be paid. Because if you're not a member of the Screen Actor Guild, you don't get paid. So this is just the Hollywood and the Bohemian Grove episode. We can go more into the MK Ultra, the government torture and programming later. But I just felt like making a video tonight because I couldn't sleep. It's getting late. If I can't sleep, I'll make another one. Okay, that's all for now.